kind of crummy out there.
A little bit.
But nonetheless, the sight of cherry blossoms seem to brighten your day, don't they?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And they're starting to bloom right across the city. You can already see them around the Burrard SkyTrain station in the West End near Stanley Park. Well, this year, the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival celebrates its 10th anniversary. And right now, organizers are asking for blossom-inspired haikus from you.
Very nice.
Yeah, so we thought we'd inspire you with a bit of a primer on the delicate flower's history here in Vancouver. Here's Elaine Chao.
Vancouver's cherry blossom history goes back to the early 1930s. The mayors of Kobe and Yokohama gifted the Vancouver Park Board 500 Japanese cherry trees. They were intended to honor Japanese Canadians who served in the First World War. In 2005, the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival was born. A few years later, it found a home at the Van Dusen Botanical Garden. A new cherry grove was planted there in honor of the festival's blossom benefactor, former BC Lieutenant Governor David C. Lamb. Lamb passed away in 2010, but his memory lives on with Vancouver's cherry trees. The sight of the delicate pink and white blossoms brought him a lot of joy.
I love cherry. It all brought back when I was in junior high school in Hong Kong, and I read about and studied about the article about beauty of cherry in Japan. Now, when I came over to this country, to Vancouver, and I said, this is it.
David Lamb used to say that one's enjoyment of cherry blossoms brings invisible wealth. That wealth has bloomed greatly since the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival started 10 years ago. Festival director Linda Poole says that these days, the public knows a lot more about the flowers.
They used to fondly just call them cherry blossom trees, but now they know. Well, there's an early one, the Whitcomb. Then there's David Lamb's favorite, the Akebono, and other mid-bloomers that we have for sale, like the Yoshino. And then we have late bloomers, too, that hot pink one, the Kanzen, Shirofugan, and Shogetsu.
There are many different ways to enjoy the blossoms during this anniversary year. You can help plant them, you can write a haiku about them. There's even a blossom barge you can visit this April at the Granville Island Public Market. And even though there are many busy activities that come with a festival, for David Lamb, the act of enjoying cherry blossoms was always simply about witnessing their beauty.
Sometime when I was in Hong Kong in the Sunday school, the teacher asked me, what is the most beautiful thing in the world? I said, flowers, of course. Nobody can make a flower. Only God can make a flower. Only flower is the most beautiful thing.
There is a lot of time to take in the most beautiful things. The Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival will be in full bloom by the end of this month and runs until April.
Lovely to hear the voice of the late David Lamb again. And of course, whenever you see the cherry blossoms, it's hard not to think of David Lamb. And thanks to Elaine Chao for that. And enjoy the cherry blossoms for the next little while.